Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And the South Carolina Aquarium. The holiday season comes alive with Aquarium Aglow, an immersive experience featuring thousands of lights and festive installations. Select evenings now through December 31st. scaquarium.org/aglow.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Chris Myers lives in the Columbia area and had a cocoon, but there was movement inside the cocoon. I've never seen that before. What's going on here? Well, the larva is still active in there until it forms a pupa. So I guess it was hadn't pupated quite yet. It's one of the great silk moths. We've got two major species in South Carolina, Polyphemus moth and the Luna moth. Polyphemus moth, the cocoon is really solidly built. Luna moth, it's more papery. How do you keep them was the question. Paper bag's the best thing. Put the cocoon in there. Leave it outside in the garage or wherever so it won't hatch too early. Bring it inside and out comes the moth.